As we grow together. We all grow down here. We all grow down here.
Down where?
Down under. With the wallabies.
I was in a strange situation at work today where I was talking to this girl in the kitchen, and there was this other girl from, I don't know what her title is. I don't know what she does now.
At any one point to these girls in the kitchen, do you ever once say, make me a sandwich?
But it wasn't in the kitchen. It wasn't inside the kitchen, so I couldn't do that. But they were up in my cubicle, and then...
They were all up in my cubicle.
And the one girl, she grabs my boob. Like, just straight up grabs and squeezes, you know, like...
Someone you're pretty close with?
Apparently so, yeah.
Okay.
We are now.
So... It bridges all the gaps, boob grabbing.
And the other one was like, we should say something along the lines like, don't do that, you're going to make them grow. And I was like, it took like a split second for me to understand what she was talking about.
The Japanese weeboo syndrome's coming.
And I was like, what? And she starts laughing. And I was like, don't say that. I just turned around and tried to ignore them, but they kept going with it. It was very inappropriate, and I felt harassed.
Well, the thing is, did you tell anybody?
No, I must have liked it somehow.
Yeah, you must have.
Somehow, some way.
The thing is, now you know that they watch anime, or at least she does, because that's not an American thing. You know,
grabbing guys' boobs?
No, American girls don't think that grabbing boobs makes them grow. That's a Japanese thing.
No, that's not what she was talking about. You're going to make him grow. That's what she said.
Are you sure it wasn't about the boob grabbing?
No.
You were talking about the boobs growing?
Maybe it was. I don't know anymore. You confused me. You've managed to confuse me in a split second.
Well, I got a dress.
I think she was talking about Down Under.
Down Under? Where the wallabies live.
You know, where the pouch is at.
Hey, Dingo, we're gonna go find us a Joey.
But the Dingo ate the baby.
Ah, damn it, Dingo, stop eating the Joeys. That's what they call baby kangaroos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're called Dingoes. Dogs in America.
Yeah. Multicultural. Welcome to episode 134 of Uncore Gamers. I'm Dan.
I'm Jeff.
What?
And we're going to talk about Placenta Soup.
Placenta Soup. It's a new game coming from Double Fine Games.
No. No, it's a nutritional diet. That I found works for, stress levels and stuff.
And monies.
It saves you money. Well, only if you eat the kid with the placenta. But otherwise, if you just eat the placenta.
But see, it's not cannibalism because you're the one that made it.
But it's
like,
it's,
you know, when you make yourself an omelet.
You're eating human.
Is that cannibalism?
You're eating human.
If you're making yourself an omelet, is it cannibalism? Because you made it. You made that happen.
You didn't make an egg. You making eggs? How you making eggs? Some kind of, like, bird man?
Well, yeah, you know, I got paid, like, $50 to, get knocked out at a hospital one time. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, you know, free eggs.
Eggs everywhere, man. You should see my fridge, bro.
It's win-win. You want one of my eggs?
Sometimes they're born, they're you crack an egg and they have, like, little faces on there.
My face.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just not right then. You know, because it's like that balut. You know what I'm talking about? The Filipino eggs?
Yeah, the Filipino
eggs. Yeah, where there's like, there's still...
It's a full-on duck egg.
It's like, that thing is like so formed.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you get a little bit of feathers and... Yeah. Do you get feathers? I don't know if you get feathers.
You can get feathers.
And beaks, like little beaks sometimes. No, otherwise, it's just
all
like...
All the time, like...
It's just like, it's a liquefied, basically. It's a liquefied, is it duck?
Yeah, it's duck. And it's not even liquid. It's like full on, like, there's like mini bones in there practically.
Is there really?
No, I don't think there's actual bones, but it's like...
Why are you lying?
I think it's getting to that cartilage point, you know, where, like, it could be a bone.
It's not crunchy.
It's still. Not crunchy, though, yeah.
The beak's probably crunchy, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that is.
Yeah, someone got me to try... No, they didn't get me to try it. They asked me to try it, and I said no. And I meant it. I didn't try it.
Supposedly it's pretty good.
Yeah.
You ever had, like, a...
There's a lot of people that say the tongue is good, beef tongue, but a lot of people won't try it. Why? Because it's beef tongue.
Yeah, you ever tried, like a...
What about tripes?
Huevos con chorizo or something like that? Get that meat and the egg in there?
Like chorizo, though.
I mean, it's just meat and egg.
Yeah, but chorizo's, like, it's not a weird part of the body, you know? Bless you. It's no placenta.
How do you know?
It's not like beef tripe and stuff.
I mean, there could be some in there.
I saw some black people eating some menudo.
That must have been some good times.
There's the one guy who liked it. The other guys were... One guy didn't even try it after he found out what it was. He's like, I ain't trying this. I was like, black people eat all kinds of weird stuff, too.
Yeah.
I was like, it was weirded out. It was on that Me Too website or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think it's weird, man. You gotta just give it a try, I guess. Well, no, because I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't just give it a try.
I was about to just flip it around on you.
So I can only say that because I had it and I like it. Shit.
I bought these balut too. I thought I had you.
It's gross.
I'm not gonna eat it. Damn it.
Mothers eat their own placentas.
Yeah.
That is what we're talking about here. And
it's a real thing. It happens. Yeah. It's a cultural thing.
But it's multicultural.
Yeah.
It's not just one culture that does this. And I think they probably pass down the information from culture to culture, like trade secrets or something. Yeah. You know, they told them, hey, this is how you make cocoa, and hey, here's how you rejuvenate.
Yeah, you eat a placenta.
Yeah.
It's better if it's your placenta, but I mean, if you gotta go... Secondhand.
And then there's people that smear it on their face.
Oh, I've never seen that one.
You never seen that one? Because it's a baby and the new cells and
stem cells and stuff.
Like all this crap. And now that's... Yeah.
So it's both a cream and a baby food.
A baby food. Yeah,
I mean, if you make it a cream, it's basically just a pudding.
Pudding? Anyway, I wouldn't try it. One star for me.
Man, some people, you know, it's like, just try it.
I ain't into capitalism and stuffs.
And you gotta knock out that kid and be like, hey, doctor, when this is all done, can you put the placenta to go bag for me?
I wonder if they'll do that.
Do they have to?
It's your body part.
They give you, like, your kidney stones and, like, cancer cells if you ask for it. Why would they give you the placenta?
Because it's weird. Because that is completely and utterly strange.
You're going to eat this, aren't you? You're going to eat this placenta, aren't you?
No.
$50.
Come on, man. I need it, man. Just give me the placenta, man.
Look how old I look, man.
It's just a cream. That's all it is.
Just a cream and the
just
pudding.
Just gonna squeeze out the hex's moisture from it, man. That's all. Just try it. You know, put it in my photo album. That's all, man. That's an ugly ass photo album, dude. Why are people weird? Why are people putting placentas in their photo album?
So you remember the good times.
I don't think that was a good time.
A good time.
That was a lot of suffering. Unless you got that Demerol.
No, I mean, think about it. When you're like 70 and you can't make placentas no more, you go through it and look back and be like, oh.
Man. I remember a time when I used to make placentas every year.
This was my first placenta.
Oh, man. Okay.
So the Nintendo decided...
Are they making a placenta game?
That's Kirby.
Oh, well, Kirby does eat other Kirbys.
Kirby is a pink blob.
Yeah. Everybody. Yeah. Yeah.
Kirby, the placenta of the Nintendo world. No, they're discontinuing the NES Classic. So if you really wanted one and waiting for them to come back in stock, they're not. It's done. It's donezo. I think you got till the end of this month to find one and pick one up. And after that, it's gone. How do you feel about that? Here's the real kicker. Here's the real kicker. They're discontinuing the Japanese one, too.
Oh, really?
For a limited time.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
So they're discontinuing it just to make us feel better? And then they're going to secretly bring it back? Hey, just don't tell the Americans.
Yeah. I mean, and theirs is the Famicom edition, too. It's not even the NES one.
Wow. I don't know. That's weird. Why would you discontinue something for a limited time?
Yeah, so we can't just tell people it's going to come back. That doesn't work. We have to say we're discontinuous. It's the only way to get them to shut up.
Nintendo's stupid.
Oh.
Well, when it comes to things like this, come on. This is a joke.
I'm the one supposed to hate on Nintendo.
Yeah, well, you know, ever since the Switch thing and the controller and...
Have you held it?
No, I don't want to.
They're so tiny, dude.
When I get the Switch, I'm going to get a classic controller.
Yeah,
too. I'm not going to be able to play with those stupid Joy-Cons. Well, and that other controller looks super awkward. I'm not going to do that.
It's a little awkward.
Yeah. I'm not going to do that. Buying a classic controller.
Got these big hands. These God-given hands.
You know what I mean? I can't eat from McDonald's. You know, I gotta get me some Burger King because McDonald's got small burgers. I can't hold them. I can't. You know, like I try to hold a McDonald's burger and I'm gonna bite my hand along with the burger because my hand covers up the whole burger.
That's why you gotta wait for those McRibs, right? Because it's like double burger.
Oh, the McRibs. That thing's so disgustingly good.
Yeah,
they're gross though.
Watching people eat it is gross. No, after I watch
they're
you
gross
eat
eating.
It.
Just even when you eat it, they're gross.
No, I've never had one. I saw you eat it. And I was like, nothing about this is appealing.
No, 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 it really isn't. But I can't stop eating them.
They look like they're made out of plastic.
They do not. It's not rib meat, and if it is,
it's placenta meat, man.
Oh, damn it! They got me. I ate it.
That's why you stay so young.
Oh man, ukuleles and noses, man. I saw a ukulele, and then I saw a cat's nose. That's where that came from.
All right, what'd you see ukulele? I thought you were talking about the game ukulele.
No, there's a ukulele over there, man.
I'm not even sure that's ukulele. I think it's one of the other ones, but whatever. Close enough.
Sorry.
Xbox One may be doing digital returns, similar to how Steam does.
Then they that was Steam. That's right.
Yeah.
Let's.
So I believe
is it like a 30 minute play time?
You have 14 days to get a refund as long as you haven't played more than 2 hours.
2 hours? That's a lot of time.
It is a lot of time. It's like a third of a shooter, a generic shooter. Right, 6 hour
game experience. I mean, you're talking about speedruns. You could probably speedrun a whole game like that.
Yeah, but I mean, if you don't play it right the first time, what's the point of buying the game?
I don't know. It seems like way too long to do a digital refund to me. I mean, an hour should probably be like the limit for refunding, because otherwise you're just losing out. I think.
Yeah, I mean, again, this is a possible thing coming down. Basically, somebody doing the Xbox preview,
mm-hmm.
They took a picture of the upcoming release, and that was like one of the features that was in the picture. So we'll see if they actually end up following through with it. But it looks like that's coming down the pipeline. Speaking of Xbox, Microsoft is selling tickets for FanFest E3 2017. This is a 3-day event ticket.
No shit.
Only 400 are going to be sold out of 500 available.
Get on it, people.
They're going to go on sale this Wednesday on the 19th. And let me see if I got a price in here. I don't think I got a price in here, actually. You have to be 21 or older to be able to buy the ticket.
Why is that?
Because it's going to let you into the E3 press conference.
Yeah, but that doesn't seem like a...
It's going to let you play the Project Scorpio, so maybe they have a super violent game.
Yeah, when you're 18, you're still an adult. This is weird to have a 21 and over tag on that.
It's also going to be a private event, so presumably the event itself is going to have alcohol.
Because 21-year-olds are so much mature.
Because you got to get people drunk to make them enjoy Xbox. Oh!
Oh, he did.
Oh.
He did.
We like to call this the HoloLens effect. Put up your beer goggles, people.
Oh, Microsoft, where's your...
Make me a believer, Microsoft. Send me some free shit.
I love free shit.
Who doesn't? PlayStation 4 is going to be releasing the new version of the PS4 Slim. That's going to come bundled in with the 1TB hard drive. This new version...
That's still not enough.
It's not enough, but it's a good job for people that haven't picked it up yet.
Yeah.
This new version is going to cost $300, so the same price.
See Mr. Shifty?
Coming out this month. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it feels very,
Hotline Miami?
Yeah, similar, I think.
Hotline Miami with Nightcrawler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it feels too similar to it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Can you bust walls in Hotline Miami?
I don't think I've seen anybody do that. Maybe the second one?
Yeah, I don't know. But that was a cool thing, I guess. Like, you know, you could break walls and stuff like that, so you have less cover. And you can pick up grenades that people throw at you and throw them back.
That's cool.
Yeah. But it almost felt the same. Except for a few, like, different mechanics, but...
Yeah, apparently, there's a problem with the stutter on the Nintendo Switch version.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess one of the developers was like, oh, well, yeah, we're working on that. Sorry about that, but, you know, it's always the Steam version.
Did you know the AB... Oh my god, what's that game I like to play a lot?
Binding of Isaac?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the Wii, on the Switch?
Yeah. They're doing a special limited edition with like a new art book.
Yeah.
You gonna
what's up with that? Yeah. What's up with that? Like, seriously, what's up with that?
I don't know.
Why is this happening on the Switch? I don't understand.
Because Nintendo's got that deep pocket, man.
It's crazy, dude! Like, nobody gets this crap. PlayStation didn't get this crap. Xbox didn't get this crap.
PC
doesn't get this crap. That's like the main console.
There was a physical release, but it didn't have this crap. Yeah, it was just like, oh, here's a game box with your game in it.
Yeah. And I don't know, dude.
How's it make you feel?
Good in a way. But it's still surprising to me that...
Are you going to buy just for the case?
Maybe.
And the manual? And the...
Maybe.
Before you even have a Switch?
I mean, I was actually planning on buying the Zelda game before I had the Switch.
Why don't you get it on your Wii U?
No.
Kurt's been playing.
No.
He says it's fine.
No.
Works great.
No.
Why
no?
Dude, I saw them both running at the same time. There's not that much of a difference.
Okay. It's my excuse to buy a Switch.
Dude. Pocket Rumble is your excuse to buy a Switch. The game looks... Come on. Super Turbo Championship Ultimate Edition of Street Fighter 2. Isn't that your reason to buy a Switch?
You know...
You can color your characters.
That game I've played so many times. So many times. I just... There's no more interest in that game. No more interest at all.
Right, like I can't. They should have done an Alpha Collection.
They did a bunch of like, all they're doing is like remakes, dude.
The Namco Museum.
There's collection. The Namco, yeah, and then like all these all these games that they're just bringing back.
Yeah, Mario Kart 8.
What's up with that?
Because
what's up with that?
Let me tell you what's up with that. They didn't have time to make a new one, dude. They didn't think ahead.
They fucking knew. Oops.
Nah.
I swore.
It's alright. We got the mature stream tag, though.
The mature?
The mature?
Mature? I'm pretty mature. So, I went to a hockey game. I'm sorry, I'm Jeff cornering all the time here now.
Yeah,
I'm not even announcing it.
With Brad Toy?
Yeah, so...
What does he call himself these days?
B-Rad.
B-Rad, there we go.
He called himself that a lot. Even back in the day. So this chick from Batory Foods, who I buy a lot of food from...
Does she squeeze your titty?
No, she wouldn't do that. She's more professional. A lot more professional. So she actually... emailed my boss to give him the tickets.
Yeah.
And then he comes up to me and is like, hey, do you want hockey tickets? And I was like, sure. And he's like, oh, you know, Batory Foods sending some tickets and, you know, I'm not going to go. So if you want to go, here's a couple tickets. And so, like, so I got the tickets and there was one for me and one for the warehouse supervisor.
Yeah.
And then she was like, hey, I have a third ticket with no owner. And I was like, B-Rad likes hockey. Guy's played like, he played like roller hockey for a long time. And so I figured that'd be good for him. Plus, I haven't seen him in like years. You know, I haven't hung out with him in like a lot of years. Mm-hmm. It's been a lot of years. So I was like, why not? So I invited B-Rad over. And then he was a hit over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he started showing them. I was like, you know, how he
likes to blow and stuff like that.
Glass
dildos,
butt plugs. He has butt plugs.
Okay.
Yeah.
He showed me. He just used it last night.
He's like, no, they're card covers. But they look like butt plugs. I swear to God, dude, they look like mini butt plugs.
Were they actually? Because every time he posts them on his media, he always calls them butt plugs.
They're carb covers.
Carb but, covers?
Yeah, for the smoking and stuff.
Oh, okay.
For like for when you're dabbing, you just cover it up and stuff and get all that smoke in there, all up in your lungs. But they look like. They look like what a butt plug looks like. If you've seen a butt plug.
You've seen a lot of them.
I wouldn't say I'm a connoisseur, but yeah. Yeah, I've seen a lot of them.
Just saying, I'm not a connoisseur, but the material used is a very important feature.
Classic arrowhead shape. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Round?
Round.
It's like a round arrow. It's like the explosive tips that Rambo used in Rambo 3. Or was it Rambo 2? It might have been Rambo 2. It was Rambo 2 because he blew up a helicopter with it. You remember that? Where he was playing dead and a helicopter was right over him, right? The helicopter could have shot him at any time, even though he was dead. Why not? Extra shots right there. But he's like, is he dead? And Rambo's like, whoop, no I'm not. Boom. Blew him up.
For an explosively good time.
Yeah.
Up B-Rad.
So that.
Explosive butt plugs.
That arrow tip looked like the butt plug. With a base, though. It had a base.
Right.
Yeah. Round base.
I mean.
Because you don't want the butt plug to go all the way in there.
No.
That would be bad.
I mean, you poop it out.
Maybe.
No, I mean, you poop it out.
Nah, what if the poop just squeezes through the edges?
That's not how physics work.
Well, how come people can't poop out gerbils?
I think it's more of a problem with the gerbil kicking and screaming on the way out.
How do you know?
It's a living creature. It just makes sense.
But it would die up in there, wouldn't it? It would suffocate, dude.
Yeah, probably.
It's pretty tight. It's pretty tight.
You don't want something like with fleas and stuff up in your butt. You want the flea butt experience?
No, I guess you don't. You know, you really don't, because you know I've had the fleas on the outside of my body, and I don't like it.
Yeah,
I can't imagine having them on the inside of my body.
Yeah, no, it's not good.
Well, you can give them a flea bath before you do all that, right?
Yeah, but I mean, like, you gotta get like a really good flea bath, and then you gotta wait for it to dry out and make chemicals out, because then you got the chemicals up in your butt. And the butt's sensitive, man. It's super sensitive. Like, you can get drunk off of, like, half a bottle of beer in your butt.
Crazy, right? How it absorbs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Even, like, towards the end of the butt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's still absorbing down there.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I save a lot of money. You just put a little saucer of beer and just sit on it.
Oh, man.
If this episode... All our chances are getting picked up.
So I went and he showed some... the chick from Vittori, she actually like saw some of the stuff and was like, oh, you know, I'll talk to that guy, you know, after our meeting on Monday and this and that. And I was like, sure, I'll call him up and say you're heading over, because she wanted to get some stuff from him.
Some butt plugs?
Maybe, I don't know. No, she's not listening anyways, okay.
I make all your work relationships awkward.
Yeah, because I'm always scared someone will listen to it, but I know they're not, you know, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But she, so we saw Adriana there.
From work?
Adriana Valdez.
This is from your work, right?
I think. This is from Threshold. This is from Bev's.
I don't know.
Were you there? No, yeah. Before your time. So I hadn't seen her in a bunch of years. And so she posted a picture that she was at the game, and B-Rat is like, hey, we're over here, and then we invited her over here, and Vittori is like, hey, yeah, bring him over, and so we like all kind of, because we had like these box seats, but it wasn't the ones with the where it had the glass in front. It was one of the open ones.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't the more expensive ones. Oh, that reminds me, when we went in line, there was like a suite line, and then there was like, you know, the peons.
Yeah.
And so we're like, oh, we got suite tickets, right? And so we stand in that line, and this girl walks up to us, all racist, dude. Hey, guys, can I see your tickets? It's like, what? If I'm in this line, it's for a reason. All right? You're not the one checking tickets. You know? You're just being a jerk.
Oh, she wasn't checking tickets?
Yeah. And then she checked our tickets, like, oh, these aren't suites. You guys kind of have to go over there. They were suites. But they kicked us out of the line anyway.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that happened. The other line wasn't that long anyway, so it didn't take long to get in. But it was still, you know, it was, yeah, that whole thing, dude.
Wow.
And it was like two Mexicans and a half Mexican. You know?
You read Mexican?
What's the last name?
Oh, shit, you're right.
Yeah.
Right, God. I'm just not used to there being other white Mexicans in this area.
Yeah, he's a halfie.
Oh, he's a halfie.
Okay. Well, might be a quarter. I think it might be a quarter.
Because, you know, all the white Mexicans in this area, they come, their lineage comes from Jalisco. That's like the mecca of white Mexicans.
My dad's from there.
Is he kind of like a white Mexican?
No.
Okay, because you're pretty
light. Well, still, I mean, it's light skin, if that's what you mean. But he's not, like, white. He's completely Mexican. Like, yeah, 100%. Like, totally. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's the French part of Mexico when it was all subjugated. It's like a lot of the French people were in the Jalisco area. There's a lot of white Mexicans down there.
So, yeah, so they had food. They had, like, mini corn dogs. This is for the appetizer part of it. Mini corn dogs and hot wings, the buffalo wings.
All for free?
Yeah, it's included. Yeah, it's included in there. So we have our own, like a person that we talk to if we got problems. I was talking about, there's some people that sat down, because we get the first four seats of the actual seating part of it, the seating part of the stadium there.
Yeah.
And so those are like our seats, or like there's like six of them. It's like, if whenever we want to sit there, we can just go down and sit there. And these other people sat there, and they're like, hey, these guys are sitting on your seat, so if anytime you guys want to sit there, we'll kick them out. And I was like, all right. But nobody ever sat there.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't a big deal, dude. But so she, her name was Linda. And she was just like, oh, like, you know, like, we're, not, she was like our maid, dude.
Not racist.
No, not racist, because she couldn't be. No, she was the worker. She had to, like, anything we wanted, whatever, boom, Linda was there. Yeah. It's kind of crazy.
Nice.
It was weird. So that's what made me realize that there's a group of people, mainly everybody sitting in their seats, that are worthless. Right, and then there's people who are kings and queens, us in the suites.
Yes, that's a nice allegory for the American population.
Yeah, so it made me realize where my place is in this world.
A king?
I'm a king
or a queen.
Well, maybe in a different time. No. The king. I was the king. I was the king of to all these peons. Everybody was beneath me. Literally and figuratively. All I'm saying is it felt good.
Did you say
it felt good, dude.
On the edge of your box and say, do you enjoy your games?
I should have done that. Oh my god, that would have been amazing. That would have been amazing. God, why couldn't I do that?
No, but I do have to say, you better watch out. You just hope that Kurt don't hear this, because I know it was a Sharks game.
I would have let him been my, I don't know, court jester or something. all I'm really trying to say is that it was really cool. It was really cool to be in those seats. It was super awesome. You know, you have somebody like just waiting on you, helping you out with anything. You get all this food. They had like, so the appetizers, right? It was just like mini corn dogs and the thing. And then it brought on the meal, which was barbecue ribs. I had some tri-tip and barbecue chicken with some corn. Was it potatoes and like they had like a salad and they had
it's like backyard food, like backyard barbecue food.
I guess so, except the corn.
What do you mean except the corn?
No. It was like a boiled kind of corn. You know, like not
oh, so like not white, on the cob, white not versus on the cob. Backyard barbecue.
Food. I guess so. Yeah. And then they brought like the lemon pies and some kind of nuts something, and then we had like Haagen-Dazs popsicles, ice cream bars, beers. There's beers. There's sodas. There's water, and it was crazy, dude. It's crazy.
And then yeah. You went back to your.
I would never. The seats were $275 tickets.
Like they closed the place down. You're like, excuse me, sir, you have to leave. No, I can't go back.
No, I took all the food. There was leftover food. I took it.
You're talking.
I told him, hey, can you guys give me some foil to plate this in? The guy was like, foil? Sir, we have boxes. I was like, hey, give me one of those then. And he was like, So he looked at me like, this guy doesn't belong here.
Yeah.
Yeah. He knew.
Rich people don't take things home.
Yeah. He knew. He knew that wasn't my place. He knew it wasn't. Even though I believed it was. But he gave me some boxes, and I took all the food home. All the rest of it. Yeah. Yeah, I did that. That food was delicious, dude. It was cooked to perfection.
I'm just imagining you, like, right before the games, are taking Linda and, like, shoving her against the wall and be like, you can't let them take me. I'm somebody here. Out there, I'm nobody. Here, I'm important.
And you know how I know out there was nobody? Because they kicked me out of the line. Even though I had the right tickets. Even having the right tickets got me kicked out of that line.
Well, that's what happens when you put Yef on your ticket, man.
My name is Yef.
My name is Yef.
So, get out of this line, sir. Well, this is my ticket, yes, but you do not belong here.
So, Code Vein is a Bandai name.
Oh, is this a video game podcast?
Yeah, this is a video game podcast. Oh. It's a mostly video game podcast. It's a conversational video game podcast. Code Vein is Bandai Namco's new action RPG.
Is that the vampire one?
It's the vampire one. It's being made by the people that made God Eaters.
Yeah.
This has had a lot of trendiness behind this because people thought it was going to be the new Dark Souls type of game because their tagline was prepare to dine instead of prepare to die. You see that? But it's a vampire game. That's not what they did there. The intro is great, little anime type thing. I'm interested to see where this comes from. I'm a little worried that it's by the people that do God Eaters, just because I'm not sure what else they've done. So I don't want it to be another God Eaters type of game. So hopefully it's not. Hopefully they step out of their comfort zone, like Guerrilla did with Horizon. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The game's so good. Have you played it yet at all?
I actually own it.
Have you played it?
No.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
I'm playing Yoshi's Woolly World. Why would you do that?
It hurt me more than it hurt
you. No, it didn't. No, it didn't. People say that, but it's never true. So, I got a bunch of gifts.
And that was one of them. Was it like your birthday or something?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, sorry. No, it's a happy birthday. Never mind. I'll take that back.
Yeah. It was, it was Yoshi's Woolly World. That one.
Did you get the Yoshi amiibo?
Yeah, I got it. It's the only one they were selling, really.
Okay.
I didn't see any standalone, or I don't remember seeing any standalone Yoshi Woolly World. They all came with amiibos. So Horizon was the other one. What else did I get? Oh,
Last Guardian.
Last Guardian. And something else. I can't remember right now.
Nier Automata?
No.
Doom?
No.
Man.
The hell was it?
Was it Wii or
PS4? No, it was 3 PS4 games and 1 Wii U game. Last Guardian. And one more.
Final Fantasy 15. No, you already had that.
Yes, I already had that.
You already had that.
I don't remember. God damn. I'll remember when I get home.
And look at it, it's still in the plastic,
right? Oh, yeah, they all are, except for Yoshi's Woolly World. And the only reason I played that first is because I haven't touched my Wii U in a long time.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to
dust it off.
Yeah, basically, dude. So I made rearrangements in my living room, too.
Again?
Did I tell you about it? The bookshelf? Like, I told you about the bookshelf thing, right?
There's been like 2 rearrangements since you were last on this podcast.
So I bought this bookshelf and I put all my stuff there, all my games.
It's a nice looking bookshelf.
And then, but it made me realize how many games are gone. Just disappeared. Whatever. I'll figure it out somehow. Either if I don't find them, I'll probably just buy them again.
Yeah.
Even if I don't play them, I'll just to have the games. Because I have all the booklets.
Oh, you still have the
booklets. I have, like, all the booklets, dude. All of them.
That's worth something.
So I reconnected everything. Now, the only thing I need to connect is my surround sound. Just to make it a full gaming experience now.
You and that surround sound, dude. It sounds like the biggest bane in your, like, entertainment system is that goddamn surround sound.
It sucks, dude. Because I gotta, like... I got a choice. Either like run the cables all the way through the roof to the top, around to the backside, you know.
Yeah.
Or just run it across the roof.
Dude, you need to upgrade those wireless sound systems.
I can't afford all that.
With the number of times you rearrange your play area.
I don't have wireless. My thing is not wire. My receiver's not a wireless receiver. I can't do it.
You gotta save up a little.
But one thing I do, speaking of saving up, I brought down my total debt to $11,000. Now I'm assuming I talked about this before because I usually talk about this a lot.
Yeah.
My total debt at one point, not that long ago really, was over $30,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, there was a lot of things I had to sacrifice to get to the 11,000. But it feels good because now...
you're one tax return away, basically.
Really, two.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're almost one tax return
away. Because, but it's going to feel good in 2 years to be debt-free and not be stupid anymore about the way I spend money. And it makes it so I can spend money.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It works both ways. Finally,
buy Doom.
Because I can see at this point, I can budget. I can budget, dude. I know what I'm making. Oh, I know what I have to spend, and now I don't have those extra credit card bills.
You leveled up, and
which is budgeting, like, dude. One of them is $250 minimum payment. One of them, you know, I got another one that's $100, another one that's $30, and another one that's over $100. You know what I mean? So, you know, altogether, they're like, it's like $500 minimum that I'm paying a month. Minimum.
Yeah.
That I have to pay. So, with all that gone, you know, it's an extra $500 in my pocket. Every month.
To put in savings for your kid's college.
That was one of the sacrifices that I actually made, dude.
Oh, harsh.
Yeah. I couldn't keep living like this, dude. It's impossible. It's freaking impossible when you owe so much money. So all the money that I actually saved up for my kids is kind of gone. Albeit it wasn't much, dude.
Yeah, with the extra $500 a month, you probably build it back up.
Yeah. Oh, am I using it for that?
You should probably get it back to where it was, maybe.
So yeah, I don't know. Some things have been better, I guess. And just, yeah, so I don't know.
You have the same amount of debt I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yay for 11,000.
You have a better job than I do. Oh, God.
Well, not to scare anybody, but I might not have that job for too much longer.
Ooh. That is a little scary.
Looking for like a year, I think. Because if someone's looking to buy the company, kind of take over, basically. Because I think
he's gonna kick you out of
the line. Well, I think the owners are looking to sell. This was an investment for them. It's what I'm gathering from, you know, my experience there.
Yeah.
But this has all been an investment for them to come out on top in the end by selling the company.
Okay. Yeah. A little startup. Yeah.
So I know I'm not supposed to say this to anybody outside of job, but I don't think anybody's gonna listen to it. No, I shouldn't say it anyway.
You tell me after the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, I shouldn't say it. But yeah, somebody's looking to buy it, and then after that, you know, after a takeover, a complete takeover from another company, I think first people to go are always management, because they have their own management teams, and
they have that.
They like to decide who, yeah, like what's
to bring down the maximum wage. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that shit always happens. So I'm not expecting to keep that job for too long. If the deal goes through within, you know, next few months, they've been sending a lot of people over from different job departments. Like they sent over a QA guy, they sent over a quality guy, and blah blah blah, all these people. So, you know, it's serious. And so whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
I'm not scared anymore. I've been through this jobless too many times to really get scared by it anymore.
Right.
Doesn't matter.
You're desensitized.
Yeah.
To the insecurity of the job market.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can find a job. It doesn't matter. Even if it's just at McDonald's, you can find a job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's always a job.
Actually, try to get like a In-N-Out burger, dude. Way better. It's like 12 to 14 bucks starting pay plus benefits.
But that's the thing. Even minimum wage in California is rising $1 every year from now on. So every January 1st, it's $1 more. Until we reach top of 15? 15 bucks an hour?
At which point, it'll cost $20 an hour to live in California. Inflation.
I feel like the inflation won't grow as fast as the minimum wage will for the next 5 years. But after we reach its cap, it'll probably start getting a little worse.
Yeah, probably. That's usually how it
works. Because then they're like, okay, now we don't have to pay anymore, but we can raise our prices now. No problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the price of doing business in California.
Oh, wait. It's a video game podcast. I keep forgetting, bro.
So, Nier Automata's got its first DLC coming out. And in that DLC, you get to take on Yusuke Matsuda, one of the CEOs of Square Enix. He's a boss.
He's the boss?
As well as Platinum Game head Kenichi Sato. Both of these guys made themselves bosses in Nier Automata DLC.
And that's fine.
That's awesome.
That is super cool.
Now you can take out all your frustrations on Final Fantasy 13 on one of the CEOs of Square Enix.
You know, this is, I'm saying this is almost like,
I'm definitely buying Nier Automata. I don't know when, but because of how awesome this game seems and all the cool and fun stuff they've been doing with it, at some point, probably when they come out with the definitive edition, I'm picking this game up. And I'm going to love it. I've watched like 10, like 5 minutes of somebody playing it, and I was like, they were in some 2D space shooter, and I was like, what the shit? God, this game is amazing.
It almost makes me, kind of reminds me of like Mortal Kombat 2, when they, when Ed Boon and, what's his name? Tobias. That was his first name. I can't remember. When they, when they incorporated their name into the game, Noob Saibot or whatever, and it was just their name, their last name's backwards. It was, you know, it was a new character. It was a ninja character,
right?
Which was the same as every ninja character in that game.
Yep.
You know, like the design was exactly the same, just purple. Different color. Yeah. You know? And then, and I forget. I think it's, is it Tobias or Boone that's in the, that does a little toasty head thing. Where when you do an uppercut and you do a little toasty uppercut, he comes out from the corner of the screen. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just people like making, putting their faces and stuff in their own video games. You know, it's kind of, I think it's kind of cool, dude.
Yeah,
I think it should happen a lot more.
I'm sure it probably does more than we recognize, because
maybe
It's only like a modern thing where developers, we're starting to see them more and more, and they're becoming celebrities in their own right. You know.
You know what was cool though? What was the NBA Jam?
Yeah,
where there was codes for like a lot of people's, a lot of famous people's heads on the players.
Yeah,
like you can be Bill Clinton in that, and George Bush, and you know, just have this play a game as them. That was like super awesome. You can have like code, you know, there was a codes for the big heads and just all kinds of stuff, dude. Like that game was so amazing. Oh my god, that game was amazing. God, I miss playing that, dude. Took up a lot of money though, because it was 50 cents per quarter. But yeah, so $2 to play a full game.
Yeah, but now you can play it in the comfort of your own home.
Yeah, you can. It's not the same. It's not the same, dude. Arcades.
Yeah, that's true.
Play against random people and stuff. That's like now you can play against random people. Something more personal about it though, when you can.
Yeah, in
fact, laugh at the guy when they lose.
There's a new update with the RetroPie that lets you play over the internet against those people.
Oh, cool.
RetroPies, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I don't know how it works. I don't have one yet, but I heard about it on the YouTube channel. I was like, oh, nice. Play some co-ops. Some Dungeons and Dragons. Mistralia, whatever. So, Star Wars Battlefront 2. They did a big Star Wars Fan Fest event and stuff like that, and they showed the first trailer for Star Wars Battlefront 2. It's having a single-player campaign.
Really?
Yeah, and the single-player campaign has stars an elite shock trooper of the Empire. It takes place right after Return of the Jedi. Right when the Star Destroyer blows up, you're on the planet with the Ewoks. After that, you know, you're helping them win the fight, and then you see it blow up, and you're like, what do we do now? That's the story. Battlefront 2. How does that make you feel? And you play as a woman.
What?
Yeah.
Impossible.
And then non-white woman on top of that.
Going all out, army.
Yeah. No Justice Warriors on this game.
No, that's actually pretty awesome because, you know, when the game was first coming out, I was kind of hoping for one, really.
Yeah.
So now that there's getting one, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. I also have one more kicker for you.
Uh-huh.
Two more. One of the writers...
Is the woman blind?
No. Oh. One of the writers on the game, was one of the writers for Spec Ops The Line.
So you feel like you're going to enjoy the crap out of this.
I feel like it's a lot of high praise for the writing staff, just to have that guy on it. Also, one of the other writers is one of the guys that used to work at IGN.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently a big Star Wars fan buff. But the big kicker in all this, the story that's going to be for a single-player campaign,
mm-hmm.
Canon.
This is only in a video game, right?
Only in a video game. Canon, that's canon story for the Star Wars universe.
Disney said yeah?
Yep.
Isn't this the same Disney that said all the other stuff's not canon?
Apparently it leads into... it leads into the first of the prequel movies or something like that.
Yeah,
not prequel movies, the newer movies, not the Rogue One, but the other one.
Episode 7 or
eight. Episode 7. Yeah.
Episode 7.
It's apparently like it's supposed to lead into Episode 7 too. So it's like a little bridging story. Huh.
I don't know.
And it's also gonna have multiplayer. What?
Like couch co-op?
I don't know. Regular multiplayer, at least. And here's one more little tidbit of information for you.
Yeah?
Not gonna have a season pass. They're not gonna release any maps as DLC because they don't want to split their player base.
Does this mean like free DLCs? Like probably?
No paid map packs. No map packs that would restrict you from playing with all your friends because you didn't want to buy it.
That's actually kind of cool. It's thinking about the consumer.
Mm-hmm. It's a new trend right now. Ubisoft, like ASEA.
Yeah,
like
I heard about some stuff.
They're all about that now. You know what else would be cool too? If they started getting all about not having day one patches.
Well, you figure something out too late, you know?
Yeah.
It's like it's already coming out. Oh no! Wait, no.
Just hold it back for like a week. Yeah, just release the game so it's not too broken and you can actually play it. And then like a week later, like, oh yeah, we're coming out with the patch. It's gonna fix some things people have been telling us about. Not like, oh yeah, we know it's been broken. It was too late for us to change anything. Yeah, just make it seem like it's not a day one patch, and you know, people will be happy.
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes. That's all we want, people. That's all we want. Now, let's do the Encore Gamers question of the week.
I don't even know what that is.
Encore Gamers. Da, 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 da. Question of the week. Da, 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 da. Encore Gamers. Question of the week.
Is that a thing now? I don't want that to be a thing now. That was
I don't weird, like
man, awkward, man, and I don't know how to make me feel.
God damn it. No, just take me to the goddamn page. Why do you gotta make this hard for me? Why do you gotta make me look like a fool?
You look like a fool, Dan. Did you know that?
Question was, what game have you seen someone beat that bugs you because you didn't beat it? Or you haven't beat it?
Oh.
We got a reply here from the Billium. At Billium SWN, go listen to his podcast, Future Flicks, and tell the somewhat nerdy crew that you want them to pick up the Encore Gamers podcast. Yeah. He writes in to say, the Parasite Eve series, also Chrono Cross, underrated game, if ever there was
Chrono one. Cross, really?
Yeah, because he hasn't beaten it. He saw someone beat it, but he wished he beat it.
I think that's a very beatable game, though. I wonder why he didn't actually beat the game.
Maybe he just didn't have time for it. I mean, it is a JRPG. You gotta have the time to sit down and play through it, you know?
Got nothing but time here, baby.
No, you don't. You got chitlins. It's the opposite of having time.
That's true.
Looks like we might be doing an improv show in May. Early May. May 7th.
Well, that's tomorrow.
No, it's... Damn, did you come here high?
Not tonight.
We got the Scarborough writing in. The LeBlue 6 writing in to say every Dark Souls game.
What?
I guess she's seen her husband beat them all, but I guess she
hasn't beat
them herself. I know she played it, so I was a little surprised to hear that she hadn't actually beaten any of them. And also, Adam 2, the Lamboni. Come on.
The Lamboni?
Yeah.
That was a Lamboni.
I hate you. Wrote in to say, Xenoblade Chronicles X. That game huge. I really want to go back and finish it.
What's a Lamboni?
It's like a Zimboni with his beginning name, Lamb, Lamberson, Zimboni. You know, like what they use to clean the ice at a hockey game?
I saw that. One's called a Lamboni.
It's...
Oh, like a Lamborghini?
Yeah.
Like a Lamborghini
like the Lamborghinis of Zambonis.
Yeah, I think I've seen one of those, though.
That's yeah. That's what Adam
is. It was super fast.
He's a high class.
It's like a big de-icer, dude. Like, just fast, man. De-ice that whole rink in like 10 seconds.
Well, yeah, because he can't let it interrupt the game.
No, because it was made by Lamborghini, bro.
Oh, that one.
That one.
Okay, that makes more sense.
They're faster than what they show on TV, so you know. Well, you know, on TV, they're always showing them like going like 2 miles an hour. Yeah, they can go faster than that.
It's a public service announcement, so you never think like I can run across that before it gets to me. It's not true.
No, you can't. You can't. I saw it eat two people.
Thought they were placentas.
Young children's. They were young children's. Yeah, probably still had placentas attached.
That's some bad parody.
So I'll connect to some chick in the audience and stuff, dude. It was bad. Girl never ate, though.
This went dark.
Yeah. Don't blow into Nintendo's cartridges. Don't do that.
It's not actually good for it, although it works.
You gotta put a shirt over it.
No, you're supposed to take a Q-tip with some rubbing alcohol. Because it'll evaporate.
Or a shirt. That seems to work too.
Honestly, I've never had a problem just blowing into it, but I don't know. I never had to do it too much on my Sega. Oh! So, look, I'll answer the question first. For me, it would probably have to be... I'm going to go ahead and say Shadow of the Colossus. I'm going to throw in Gone Home, too, as a close runner-up. Although, I don't feel as bad with Gone Home, because I was there for the experience. I was like, I was co-piloting it, the entire experience. That was back when we were doing game days.
Yeah.
But Shadow of the Colossus, I saw Titan beat that old boy Kurt. And he was streaming as I was watching the stream, you know, being a good pal and whatnot, supporting the stream, watching him playing that game and stuff like that. I'm like, man, I would have really loved this game if I hadn't seen it beforehand.
You're not going to play it. You're not going
to
play it.
I probably will because I wanted to, but it's like it's been pushed back on my back burner because I've already seen it, you know? It's like,
man.
I can see these.
That kind of hurts, really.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like.
You bitter?
No, I'm not bitter. Like, I'm not. Why would I be bitter? You know, I did it to support a friend. I made that sacrifice for my friends. Sacrifice I'll make any day, unless it's Horizon Zero Dawn.
Or... I'll never watch them if they're playing something I'm going to play.
That's why he's
never watch them.
That's why he's never on the stream anymore, people.
Well, sometimes I'm there, but I'm not even watching. I'm just adding a viewer to the number count, but I'm not going to watch that.
You know, just have the audio on so you can just like write some funny stuff.
No, I don't care. I don't care. I'll listen in for like 10 minutes. Then after 10 minutes, I'm gone, dude. I'm out of there. But I'll leave it on the channel just so you think I'm there. And then you might ask me a question and I'm not answering. You know? You don't know I'm not there. Maybe I just walked away for 5 minutes to go to the bathroom. You don't know that.
You know I'm not there. You just think I'm a jerk that doesn't want to talk to you.
And sometimes I don't, you know? Sometimes I don't want to talk to any of you.
So what's your answer, man?
Oh, yeah. Monster Party.
Oh, the old NES game?
For the NES game.
Yeah.
I could never figure it out as a kid. There was, you know, it was funny because you got to his boss to where there was always a quote when you went into a boss room.
Yeah.
Always a quote. And on one of the levels, there was a quote that says, "Watch me dance." Right? There was a bunch of zombies coming out of the ground, and they were dancing and stuff, you know, and I kept batting the crap out of them, dude. Bop, 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 bop. Forever.
Yeah.
Forever. As a kid, I didn't realize watch me dance meant, hey, don't do anything and you'll beat this boss.
Yeah.
No, I resetted the game, went through it again. I was like, that's, you know, something went wrong.
Broken.
Yeah.
I want my money back.
Yeah. So I went through it again, got to that same spot. Same thing. Couldn't kill it. Killed 1,000 zombies. Never died. Never died for real.
Wow.
And then I got over the game. I got over it. I was done. And then I, you know, like years later, you know, I'm watching this game on the internet, right? I don't know how it showed up, but it showed up and I was like, oh, Monster Party. Right? And I started watching the YouTube videos of gameplay, right? And I'm watching, and they get to the zombie boss, and then just stand there, and it dies. And I was like, son of a bitch. Oh my god, I hated myself, dude. I hated myself. I hated that guy for showing me how to beat that boss.
And then finally, you finally understood why that, the teachers had to hold you
that
back.
That ate me inside, though, dude. I hated that. That I couldn't figure that out. Watch me dance means watch me dance.
That's the thing. If you would have gone back to it, like as an adult, you probably would have figured it out.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, dude? It pisses you off, dude.
Well, it's kind of it's like Shadow Colossus. Like half the fun of the game is trying to figure out how to take out these giant things, right? I watched Titan do it, so I kind of already know how most of them are supposed to be taken down. Yeah, for the most part, as far as my memory can still remember. So it's like half the point of the game is already gone for me. It's already done. I've experienced that.
Yeah. And did you watch it? Did you really watch it?
I missed some, so there's a couple that I haven't seen. Okay. I can still get some enjoyment out of, but I think I saw like the more iconic ones, you know, the ones people actually talk about.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm assuming there's another game I haven't beaten yet.
Dude, yeah.
Kind of gets to me, but...
Actually, you talking about Monster Party reminded me. There's a pretty long-running Japanese show. I think I have a bookmark or something like that. But it's like this guy goes through and he talks to like the people that worked on like historic games like Space Invaders, stuff like that. And then like he has a challenge that he does in each episode. Depending on the game. Could be like trying to beat a high score or something like that. But the whole real point of the game is him trying to do this challenge. And there's this one game that came out in Japan that's so weird. It's so freaking weird. Like, there's a part of the game where you're supposed to, like, just wait for, like, 12 hours. You literally, you get to the right point of the game. You just put the controller down. Game on. Come back, like, 12 hours later. This is for the Famicom, you know? Come back, like, 12 hours later. And like you have to like come back within a certain amount of time, or else you like miss it too.
What?
Yeah, and there's like a prop that comes up if you wait long enough, and that, to be able to continue the game, there's a part in the game where you have to sing a song because they had a controller with a microphone.
Yeah.
You have to sing a song into the controller.
This is on the Famicom.
It's on the Famicom. To be able to progress the game, if you're lucky enough for the Famicom to actually recognize that you're singing the right song.
Huh.
It's one of, like, the hardest games. And apparently, like, they'd come out with, like, the guides and stuff like that, and people still couldn't figure out the game with the guides and stuff like that, and they'd complain, and people were like, yeah, no, we'll take the money back, because we don't know what the hell's going on with this game.
What game was that?
I don't remember. It had, like, a weird name. It was, like, I think, like, the game director's name was in the game. It was, like, his challenge or something like that. Like, whatever his name was, his challenge, I think it was the name of the game, something like that. It's just super weird because it looks like a River City Ransom game, right?
Yeah.
Except it's just like it has all these weird little mechanics, and there's like an airplane level where you like die really fast.
I've always liked those type of games, even just the look of the game.
Yeah.
You know, like it was, you know, Double Dragon-y kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, just something about the giant heads or stuff.
Yeah.
And just,
with like the big anime eyes.
Yeah, they were really cool looking games to me. And I love I love playing those type of games.
I think they did a collection on the, was it on the Wii U or the 3DS or something like that?
They're always kind of hard though. They were a little difficult, I would say.
I mean, they're like RPG type of games. I think probably most people didn't even go into thinking they were that type of game, yeah.
So, the cool thing about River City Ransom too is you could buy things. There's a shop.
Yeah, because it was like an actual city. Go figure. Actual cities and video games. What? So what's the next question?
I don't know.
What are you watching?
Oh, some gameplay of Monster Party.
So is your question going to have to do with your love of the old game?
No. I don't know.
Do I have to, bail you out right now?
Is it me? Is it my turn?
Dude. It can't have been my turn for the past 20 episodes, man.
So,
I'll bail you out if you need me to.
Damn, dude. Yeah, bail me out this time. I gotta come back with one.
Okay. What interesting game mechanic have you loved?
And not loved anymore?
What game mechanic have you really found interesting? Here we go. Mechanic.
Thanks, vegan.
Have you found very interesting? There we go. Yeah, I like that. I like that wording. What game mechanic have you found very interesting? What games mechanic? There we go. I don't want somebody to
keep
say,
rewriting the stuff, man.
I don't want somebody to say, like, oh, like, I like the game mechanic of the first-person shooter where you pull the trigger and it shoots a bullet. 10 out of 10.
No one's going to say that.
Well, somebody is now, just to spite me. It's going to be you.
Hey, you know, first-person shooters? Yeah. Shooting part of that.
The shooting part, yeah. Best part. Best game ever. Well, thanks for being back on the podcast. Should people expect you here next week?
I need to get away. So, yes.
Yeah. Well, we'll also be doing a special crossover podcast with the Future Flicks podcaster, Bill William?
Bill William?
Yeah. It's a
cute William.
It's just a Twitter thing. It's at Bill William, SWM, something like that.
Okay.
I'll let him plug himself. He'll say it better.
Probably.
Yeah. So yeah, keep an ear out for that. That'll be fun. It'll be nice. I think we'll probably talk about games that have been turned into movies and movies that have been come from games. Yeah, a little crossover thing. He does movies, we do games.
Hey. Oh, they're straight up movies?
Yeah, he does. He does the previews. He talks about movies that are coming out in previews and stuff. Okay. Like, and he'll do reviews for movies too for the website. Again, that would be the Future Flicks podcast and Somewhat Nerdy website where they do other podcasts.
Are they local or?
Well, Future Flicks is local. I'm not sure about the rest of the team. I don't know what the setup is too much. Okay. Yeah. I mean, he asked me for a promo and I was like, what's a promo? What do you want?
We're dumb.
Bye.